Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Without you. Most people are like, yo, I can't follow everything that's happened in the Emmys. Thank God for Julie Tristan.
That's right.
It's to wake up with Brett and Julie. We recap everything that's happened in the Hollywood. We do it in 60 seconds. We call it the Entertainment Minute. And this is a fun one because it involves the Emmys. I don't know. Somebody in the room was nominated for an Emmy this year.
That's right. Hey! Two of them. Okay, so let's talk about the Emmys. Last night, Ted Lasso and The Crown, they're saying just kind of cleaned up. Best comedy, best drama. Jason Sudeikis, Olivia Colman won. WandaVision did not win this year.
No.
Me and Kevin are upset about that, but they said there's always next
Queen's year. Queen's Gambit actually won in that like category of limited series, right?
Yeah, and that's actually very, very good.
The Queen's Gambit was so good, and then there's a story this morning that they're being sued. A chess legend is suing Netflix for over $5 million because of their portrayal of her in The Queen's Gambit.
It's interesting.
You win an Emmy, then you get sued. Okay, Cedric the Entertainer, he kind of started with this opening rap song, tribute to late Biz Markie. They said he did a good job. But a snub was Ann Dowd. She plays Aunt Lydia in, what is it called? Handmaid's Tale. And she's so good.
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't win. They gave it to Gillian Anderson, who was Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. The Crown won so many awards. Also, let's see, Olivia Colman, she won, but they're saying Uzo Aduba should have won for that as well. Anyway, but they ignored Elizabeth Moss, which people said they were excited for that because I guess she usually wins for The Handmaid's Tale. There's a lot of crazy gossip. If you want to see a list of all the winners, they're all at 198.com.
I don't watch The Crown, but I hear it's awesome. Seemed like it was
well-deserved,
so even for the gossip. And I think on the comedy side of things, I think they're two different people now. People who have seen Ted Lasso and love it, and then people who have not seen it. I don't know anyone who's watched that show and not loved it. And
really?
So it makes sense for it to win all the awards on the comedy
all
side.
Right.
Well, I'm going to need your password so I can watch it.
I'll give it to you. I don't even know how to get it out. It always saves my password. But to watch Ted Lasso, I would give it to you. It's that kind of a show.
I love it. That's your Entertainment Minute. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
Shout out to those Cardinals making headlines as well. They got 8 in a row, 3 games ahead of the wild card. It's a wake up with Brett and Julie. We do have some Cardinals tickets at 8:05. What else is making headlines in the entertainment world, Julie?
Oh my goodness, Bravo canceled the long delayed reunion of the Real Housewives of New York. A spokesperson for the network says it's disappointing to not be able to bring the cast back together, but they're shifting focus to next season now. Apparently, the cast had mixed emotions about reuniting after last year's very dramatic season. Did you watch it?
No.
Am I the only one who has watched this?
Yes. So why did they do the Zoom? They hate each other that much?
Well, I mean, they're not even saying why they really canceled it. They're just saying that, like Leah said, that it's been a long time ago that it happened, you know, because they wrapped and then they like do it months later. But anyway, she's like, it's been a rough year in general. So I guess everybody's kind of happy they're not getting back together for the reunion, but they're not really saying what the reason is.
Weird.
So dramatic, which is why they need to have a reunion. I know I'm the only one that cares about this, so I'll move on. Tonight on television, The Voice debuts. We get the first look at Ariana Grande as a coach on The Voice. There's a two-hour premiere. It'll be followed on Tuesday by a special one-hour program.
Fall TV's back. I think this is like the big week where most of the shows come back and premiere. So I think every single day you'll have something new and exciting to tell us about. It's back on TV because we've missed it.
Are you going to watch your girl, Kelly Clarkson?
No, I just know she's going to win. There's too many Voice American Idols.
I know.
Masked Singer. Now there's like a Make Your Own Ego Challenge. It's just too much. Yeah.
That's not really a show, though. And that's your entertainment.
We'll post all of those up at Y98.com if you want to follow along. Be honest, nobody watches those award shows anymore. They just wait for Julie Tristan to recap it for them.
As they should.
So wake up with Brett and Julie to recap everything that's happening in the entertainment world in 60 seconds. It's called the Entertainment Minute.
All right, so The Crown and Ted Lasso were the winners at the Emmys last night, if you even watched it. We're doing a poll, by the way. Who's watched the Emmys last night?
Yeah, I think like only 10% of people actually watched it.
Wow.
It's so on the far. Wake Up's Instagram if you'd like to tell us if you did. 73rd annual. It was hosted by Cedric the Entertainer, St. Louisan. Love him so much. The Crown had the most nominations. It left with the most trophies. Netflix like swept the drama categories with wins for Outstanding Drama Series, Lead Actor, Lead Actress, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, Outstanding Writing, Outstanding Directing, and then Ted Lasso, which you love that show, don't you, Brett?
Yeah, I think that's such a good comedy. Doesn't surprise me that it swept the comedy series.
Yep, won a bunch of awards in the comedy series last night. A lot of people were kind of mad that Gillian Anderson won for Best Supporting Actress in The Crown because she played Margaret Thatcher. They're saying that Aunt Lydia from Handmaid's Tale, that's Anne Dowd, should have won that category. Aunt Lydia is so good because she is creepy as heck.
I don't watch either of them.
You don't watch don't watch The Handmaid's Tale.
I thought Gillian Anderson was excellent as Margaret Thatcher. Like, she kind of, you know, you didn't even realize that was her.
Can you do a Margaret Thatcher impersonation cover?
I'll try, but it's not very good.
Oh, I like it. That's pretty good. Aunt Lydia, though, she is so scary. A Handmaid's Tale, it is so good, but don't watch it. It is so violent.
It's so good. Don't watch it.
Don't watch it. It just brings negative energy, but I freaking love it. So let's see. That happened. And what else should we tell you about? Oh, I want to tell you something not Emmy related, because tonight The Voice is on and Dancing with the Stars debuts tonight.
Fall TV is back. Kicks off this whole week. There we go.
That's your Entertainment Minute, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo.
I get up, I get down.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.